by Heather. And Heather is to talk with us about the real situation within her whānau. I understand, too, that this in these cases sometimes of COVID, that anonymity is actually important, because some people look down their noses at households where COVID is identified. And I'm sure that's not the case. Heather is a kaiako. Her whānau have been asked to self-isolate, as some members have tested positive for COVID, but some aren't as well. But they all have to isolate together. And they're getting mixed messages from the Ministry of Health. Those with COVID are scared of infecting others and passing it around. And her whānau members, understandably, are worried and confused. Heather, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnei. Thank you for joining us today. Kia ora.
Thank you. Hi.
Tēnā koe. What part of Aotearoa are you in, Heather?
Tāmaki Makaurau, Onehunga.
Kia ora. Well, obviously, you found out that some of your whānau have tested positive for COVID. How did you feel when their positive status came back to you? What emotions did that trigger?
Well, shocked. But like we kind of prepared. Some of us were prepared that it could happen to us any time. How family members got it was a bit of a surprise. So we've kind of been talking about it as a whānau and keeping in contact that way. We've just been working together and, you know, kind of coming up with situations where we've been and if we were, following the guidelines and stuff. And some people absolutely were. One of the whānau members, for instance, had been in her bubble since August 17th. So that's just a long time. Probably the only time she had gone out was to do her kai shopping. So how she was able to get COVID that way, it's just been a bit of a mystery. But we came to the conclusion that it is what it is. We're going to have to put things in place, plan ahead, listen to what the Ministry of Health have to say in order, in terms of the isolation process. And so we've all followed that. For one of the family where the majority of the people have, I wouldn't say majority, because there's four different areas. So we're talking Mount Wellington, Onehunga, Mount Albert, and out west. And, you know, and these are really close. I'm talking about my siblings and my mum and nieces. And surprisingly enough, I came in contact with my mother and my brother. But I've got another sister in Mount Wellington who got it, never came to that gathering, and two nieces as well who never came close to mum's house. So that was my bubble to my mum, and so likewise with my brother. Unfortunately, mum got COVID, my brother and wife and kids, bar one. My husband and I we got our second test yesterday. We didn't get it. Then we learn on that Sunday, like everybody's ringing up, worried about mum, and then we're hearing of other positive cases in other areas. We're like, what? What's going on here? So what made us all kind of come together was that initially, because it's siblings and kind of, what's happened? So that's fine. But each of our experiences, I found out, I've been taking notes with all these family members, is that I've found that the information from the Ministry of Health has been really quite inconsistent. There are surveys that we have to fill in, giving off our symptoms if we're developing those symptoms. Also information about things that we need, because we have to self-isolate and not be able to go out and do shopping and get milk and all that sort of thing. So we've filled in those surveys. We're starting from last week, Sunday. Last week, Sunday is when it all kind of unraveled. And then as days went by, we're hearing of more infections in the family. And so with these surveys, we get, you know, we fill it in, give off our symptoms, and we get a call every day from a nurse. And more often than not, they're different people that are ringing up. That's when I started noticing a pattern. And then I ring the other family members. Oh, that's weird, because we're getting told this. So everybody's been getting told different versions of when and how long the isolation period should be for each family. But bearing in mind that every family member went and did a test on on Thursday of last week. So we get the news on Wednesday last week that my brother and sister-in-law have COVID. That's okay. It prompted everybody in the family that we're at mum's. So there's my husband and I and two other family members. And so, yeah, prompted us to get a test. And we also came in contact with other people. So that's why it kind of expanded out to various people. So we thought we were all on the same boat here, you know, everybody getting the test, those were close contacts, those were casual contacts. Only to find that, yes, when some tests came back, some family members got it. We learned that new ones got COVID, not associated with the link that I initially came from.
It's incredible. More, and, you know, we feel for you because, you know, we're from Big Pharma. And when you don't know where you might have contracted COVID from, it throws everything into suspicion header. Feel for you, and of course it's very difficult to self-isolate when you're in a big pharma. How difficult is that for you?
Very, very, very difficult because we could, you know, my husband and I came back to our household. We've got babies and our son and daughter-in-law, and so that just prompted all of us to kind of get tested. But what's really, you know, I feel good at least that all of us are fully vaccinated. That's the best part about it. What's weird about the situation is that some people have got it and others don't. I guess also that with this isolation, that some of us, some of the households have got it, but they're isolating with those that are negative. So those ones that have got it are obviously in the room, and it's those ones that are not, that are negative, that are serving kai and all of that. But then the whole, you know, everybody's just kind of scared that they have to use the same facilities, a toilet, for example, or have a wash.
Yeah, and that's, and so that's, you know, it can spread around. Look, just finally, because I hope you'll allow us to stay in touch, because yours is an example of a family who are grappling with it, but you do that on all of our behalf, because those of us who haven't got COVID in our households feel for those who do, because there's no fault of your own that you contracted. Who knows where it came from. How debilitating has it been for those who've got it?
Oh, very much so. Like my sister, for example, had to, was ringing the health line because my brother also got COVID. This is how mind-blowing this whole situation is that, oh my gosh, it's getting every single family member of mine. So my brother got it, and initially he was told that he's going to be picked up and taken to an MIQ facility. And I thought, well, wouldn't that be you too? And she's like, yeah, I argued with them on the phone. I'm like, it's not making sense because her daughter's with her who is negative and a mokopuna. They're both negative, isolating in the lounge, and she and another daughter in the bedroom with two babies. So that brother ended up going yesterday after my sister made a complaint. And I says to her, well, that doesn't make sense that he's going and you're there. But then your daughter and mokopuna is in the lounge, negative.
It's crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Crazy
and
stuff.
And it's happening at the other households too, the whānau in Mount Albert. Two sisters have got COVID, but they've got her partner and her kuia and kōrua living with them. But they're negative, but stores sitting together. My brother's the same out west, and his wife, bar one of their daughters, she has to stay upstairs, and they're downstairs.
Well,
and
look,
then
thank you. I've got to move on, but I'll stay in touch, Heather, because yours is an example of a whānau that's really in the midst of it all, and it's very it's very important for us to understand what you're talking of, the difficulties of self-isolation, and the mixed messages from the Ministry of Health. All the best. Much aloha to you and your whānau, Heather.
Yeah,
thanks for
sharing
that kōrero today.
Thank you.
Yummy.
All right.
Yummy.
Bye.
That's Heather and anonymity, because people, like I say, neighbours can look down on the fact that some have COVID, some others. Sorry to compress our